because St. Francis Hospital may be on the brink of closing. Hospitals in Wellington and Fort Scott are also in dire financial straits. Governor Sam Brownback's rejection of Medicaid expansion is one of the reasons for their struggles. Brownback recently vetoed an expansion bill, and a House attempt to override that veto fell 3 votes short. But House Minority Leader Jim Ward says the threat of more closings may help generate the votes needed to pass a new expansion bill over Brownback's objections.
I do think there's a good chance of us flipping those votes.
As long as the Affordable Care Act is in place, the federal government is obligated to pay no less than 90% of the cost of expanding Medicaid to an estimated 180,000 additional Kansans. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.